Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. We are in 31 days of prayer and we're on day 3. God is taking us up another notch, y'all. Hallelujah. What a wonderful time it is when we can spend quality time, come on, in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. As you all may know, and some of you may not know, but I'll be glad to tell you. Hallelujah. Our scripture, our theme scripture comes from Matthew. Amen. Matthew 22, which says, love the Lord thy God with all of thine, what? Heart. All of thy soul and all of thine mind. And in the Message version, it says, love the Lord thy God with all of thy passion. Woo! All of thy prayer. My God, in all of your communication. Come on, you know, sometimes we pray silently. There'd be things on our mind. We're praying in our mind. Hallelujah. That's part of our loving on him. Come on, to keep him in our minds, praying to him, talking to him, supping with him, and listening for his voice. Prayer is a two-way street, isn't it? Yes, it is. Amen. And then he also says, with all of thy strength, all of thy might, all of thy intellect. Oh, my God. That's a love affair, isn't it? Hallelujah. How many times have you called yourself, maybe back in the day or maybe even recently, loving somebody, but you didn't love them with everything? I want you to know to love God is a different kind of love. Hallelujah. In fact, Jesus tells us that he came not with peace. Woo! The Prince of Peace said, I didn't come with peace. I didn't come to bring that. Not right now. Yeah. I come to set a man at variance between his mother and father. Didn't he say that? Meaning he wants to have first place, the preeminent spot in your life, the priority. Glory to God. And he deserves. Woo! If you could just taste and see how good he is. I know somebody out there in Radio Land agrees with me. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He's great. He's mighty. He's awesome. Hallelujah. Woo, every day really does get sweeter. You know what? It seems like the more we grow in our relationship with God, the more trials come. Don't you know that's all right? And let me say that again. Please understand that that's all right. I was up with the understanding or preconceived notion when I first came to the Lord that everything would be all right. And guess what? That's the truth. But it did not mean that I was not going to go through some things. See, one of the things that we forget, hallelujah, is that we're in a battle. The enemy of your soul is exactly that, your enemy. He's not happy about you seeking and pursuing after God. He's not happy. God is speaking to somebody. He's not happy that you put the alcohol bottle down. He's not happy that you stop smoking. He's not happy that you're giving God your body because you want to give him your best. Come on up in here. Oh! He's not happy that you stop gambling. Come on here. And anything and everything he can do to try to afflict you, he will try to do. But the word of God says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God shall deliver him out of them all. You're not comfortless. You're not alone by yourself. He fights your battles. That's his promise, and it's true. Don't mean you don't have to endure some things. Hallelujah. He said the race is not given to the, what, swift, neither the battle to the, what, strong, but to him who endures. We got to be able to withstand a little something, something. Come on here. We got to be able to go through some stuff. Hallelujah. It's easy to praise him when everything is going our way. But what about if your body's wrecking in pain? Come on here. What about if the spirit of depression that come to try to smoke your life out? Can you still lift your head and say, thank you, Lord? What you're going through is the ingredients. Come on here. What you have been experiencing are ingredients for a warrior. Hanshebe. Warrior for the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. How? Many people would have died long ago if they had to go through what you're going through. My Jesus. You survived it. And you're going to still make it. Do you hear me tonight? Hallelujah. God is for you. Hallelujah. And if he be for you, who can be against you? That's what I want to know. Nobody. Hallelujah. That's the answer to that. All right. Again, tonight we're on day 3. Bless our God in 31 days of prayer. And if you just dare to believe God, I'm telling you, he's going to show up each and every chance you give him. Do y'all hear me tonight? Whatever you believe in God for, press in faith. Press in expectation and adoration of your Father in heaven. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, knowing that he cannot fail. Hallelujah. Whatever your petition or your request is, make it known. He's your daddy. Come on, Abba. Hallelujah. And he delights to give you the kingdom. All right? Let's go to Isaiah 66. I'm going to try to read through a portion of this so that we can get to the meat of our prayer premise tonight. Is that all right? All right. Let's start at verse 1. Isaiah 66. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne. You go ahead, Lord. And the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? Lord, now y'all know I'm going to try to stay calm with this, right? God is asking a question. He makes it clear that heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. He's huge, all right? But then he goes on to say, ask this question here, where is the house, God, that you have built for me? I own everything, and I have all power in my hand, but where is the place, where is the habitation that I can come in and dwell and let my honor be made known? Lord Jesus, help your daughter tonight. Where is the place of my rest? The God of all creation is looking for some place. My God, a dwelling place, a place to live. Let's read it. Look at what it says. All those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. God is looking for somebody tonight. He said, I'm looking for somebody that has a what? Contrite spirit. That is poor of spirit. Who respects and reverences and believes my word above all else. Come on here. Because demons believe too. Rekemansha. They tremble at the word. But they're horrible. They're dirty, all right? There's a difference in you knowing what the word of God says and you becoming one with that word and you living on it like it's your last breath. That's what the word of God is, our necessary food. Hallelujah. Amen. So God said, I'm looking for somebody like that. Look at what happens. He that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrifices a lamb is as if he cut off a dog's neck. Lord, have mercy. Something's wrong with the sacrifice. He that offereth an oblation as if he offered swine's blood. Lord, have mercy. He that burneth incense as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own way, and their soul delighteth in their abominations. We got a problem up here tonight. We got a problem. Kushanda. God is expressing his grievance. But how we have been offering up to him what we are supposed to be giving him, which is our best. But a lot of us have not been giving him our best. We get shabby about the offering. I ain't talking about no money either. Although we can go there, we can go there. But what about your whole heart, your whole mind, God, your strength, your soul? Y'all giving me swine's blood. Y'all deal with the table, the offering of sacrifice. Their rules and regulations that they had. Come on here. In the Old Testament, specific tools and instruments that they used to sacrifice the animals. Now, here, what he said. He said, instead of you killing an ox like it's as though you slew a man. He that sacrificed a lamb is like he cut off a dog's neck. Sloppy and savvy. No care. No thought. No respect and no reverence for God. Sound like Cain to me. Mm-hmm. So what did he say? You've chosen your own ways. Mm-hmm. So he says, since y'all chose your own way, I also will choose their delusions. I will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none did answer. Lord, have mercy on us tonight. When I spake, they did not hear. But they did evil before mine eyes and chose that in which I delighted not. Lord, it sound like the days of Noah to me. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified, that he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. Don't you worry about your enemies. Don't you worry about the fact that you're serving God in the midst of an untoward generation. And it seems like we're on the losing side. The devil is a liar. A voice of noise from the city, verse 6. A voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord that rendered recompense for his enemies. Before she travailed, look what happened here. She brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man. There's something backwards here. How in the world can somebody give birth before her pain comes? How can you have a baby before labor? Let's see. Who has heard of such a thing? That's what I ask. Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? Look at this. As soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Zion, I hope you hear what thus saith the Lord tonight. As soon as Zion, the church, gets in her position to birth and travail before the Lord. Oh, my God, something will come forth. You will bring forth your children. Shall I bring to birth and not cause to bring forth, saith the Lord? Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, saith the Lord? Rejoice ye with Jerusalem and be glad with her. All ye that love her, rejoice for joy with her. All ye that mourn for her, that ye may suck and be satisfied with the breast of her consolations, that ye may milk out and be delighted for the abundance of her glory. I need to pray for the travailing church tonight. My God, shall we go into prayer right now? Father, oh, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come before you tonight giving you praise and glory. Father, honor and adoration for who you are. Father God, we want to thank you tonight that you have given us an opportunity to come before your throne of grace. Father, we are so delighted that even though you allow us to lift our voices to you, we know, we acknowledge, and we respect that we can't even come except it be by the power of the blood. Jesus, we love you tonight. We thank you for your blood that makes it possible for us to come before the throne of grace boldly, without shame, my God, without condemnation, knowing that if we confess our sins to you, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Will you do that for us, Father? Will you forgive us of our sins? Will you cleanse us and wash us of all unclean things? In the name of Jesus, we are so delighted that you are God of your word. Thank you that you keep your word. We want to thank you that you allow us to lift our voices to you and that you have a voice that responds. We want to thank you that you do speak in spite of what the enemy may try to throw around this region and around the world, around the land, saying that the miracles of yesterday are for yesterday and that God don't speak to certain people. Lord, we thank you for ears to hear what your spirit is saying to the church. We honor you for your word tonight. We thank you for the reminder that you have a standard. You have a standard of holiness. In fact, you reminded us and admonished us to be perfect as you are perfect. And we realize once again, oh God, that our righteousness is as filthy rags. So we don't come in our own merit, but we come relying on the completed work of Calvary. We come in holy boldness, that the Holy Ghost have afforded unto us. Father, we want to give you glory, praise, and thanks for another day in this earth realm to do your bidding, to learn more of you, to execute what you have given us to perform in these last days. Father God, we want to thank you that though hell pounds rage, the church of the Most High God is on the move. You've given us power to stand at the gates and to war effectively with our hands prepared to war and our fingers to fight. Father, you're raising up a warring people. And we give your name the glory. We give you the honor for it right now. We want to thank you that you haven't called no coward soldiers. And even as Gideon was called and did not understand that he was chosen by you to win victories for the people of God, I speak to every Gideon tonight. I speak to every believer tonight. Every blood born again, washed, redeemed, soaked in the name of Jesus. That may have doubt about what you put them here to do. That may not have strength to travail tonight. Whose energy and strength and zeal in you, Lord God, have been zapped by the enemy. Father, we come against every strength stripping power in the name of Jesus that will keep Zion from travailing. Father, we come against every spirit that has attacked the minds of Zion to say, you can't, you are a failure, you messed up, it's too late. We breathe the blood over the minds of Zion tonight. Father, we lifted up the travailing church. Zion! You have been called to travail. You have been called to bring forth in every entity, every power, every force, every existing spirit from the power of the darkness. We address you now. We decree and declare Zion is not backing up. Her legs are in the stirrups. And she's ready to bring forth yes, Father, we praise you tonight. We praise you tonight because you're giving us a chance to hear your word and to hear your will that you want us to do right. Come to the table and reason together so that we can offer the sacrifice of praise. Yes. That we can press our way into giving you the praise, the fruit of our lips, to offer unto you what you deserve. Forgive us for laying foolishness on the altar. Forgive us for being selfish with our prayer time. Forgive us for walking in the spirit of Cain and the love of Osha and giving you second best when we couldn't walk in the spirit of Abel and give you our very best. You said without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. We know you require sacrifice. We sacrifice tonight. Oh, my God. We give you these 31 days for you to do what you want to do. Move in us. Move through us. Wash us clean. Operate your will through our minds. Zion is determined to stand for you. You told us the gates of hell will not prevail against us. We believe you. We trust you. We're depending on you. We lean out. We're leaning on you. We expect your power to be made manifest. but we can't bring forth except we have strength to travail. Depression has come. Sickness has come. Pressure over finances has come. Division in marriages have come. Problems in the family have come. Attacks on our children have come. Terror in the news have come to steal our joy, which is our strength. We want to thank you for the story of joy tonight. I come against that mind. This is too late for me. There's no hope for me. I'm just going to die this way. The devil is a liar. I plead the blood against defeat. I plead the blood against low self-esteem. I plead the blood of Jesus against rejection, painful, tormented memories. I should have, would have, could have. Regrets over yesterday. You loosed up my desire right now. Lord, I plead the blood against worry, against doubt, against anxiety. Tomorrow, all I'm going to say, fear of loss, fear of lack. Zion needs a strong backbone in the name of Jesus in order to travail. I come against spiritual osteoporosis, scoliosis, spine disease, degenerative disc. Your spine, Zion, is realigned right now with the word of God. Not only will you carry, not only will you carry them babies, but the power of God from on high is loose right now to give you strength. Strength to cry out and to bail, to labor, labor through your pain, labor through disappointment, labor with fear around you, labor in the face of Satan and all of his cohorts. You got power, yeah. The labor had to bail. Take on strength now. Take on strength now. You are not defeated. You're not going under. You're going over. I don't care if you're 99 or 100 years old. You will be like Elizabeth. Like Sarah. Who brought forth in the latter years? You will, you're going to bring forth, perform, and execute all that the Lord has given you. You shall not faint, you shall not be weary, you shall not back down, you won't be broken up. If God said it, you're going to do it. I don't care how small or stupid the vision may seem to be to you. You will. I say you will. You're going to bring forth in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and write that book. Yes. Go ahead and make some blankets for the homeless. Go ahead and start the youth ministry. Bring. Start that business. Yeah. Community programs. Soup kitchen. Houses of refuge for battered women and drug addicts. Y'all better go ahead. that bring forth, Lord Jesus, come to the bush. I feel strength coming up. I said, I feel strength coming up. And then I'm going to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for strength from on high to break every barrier, every blockade, every entanglement, every cage that have come to imprison your people. Go ahead and sing and praise Zion. Sing and pray. Earthquake is on the way. Your deliverance is here tonight. Oh, my gosh. There are souls coming out that prison with you. Oh, Lord. Thank you for the babies that are in the womb. We come against all kinds of abortion. We come against miscarriages. We come against abortions. We cancel stillbirths. We cancel gestational disease. We cancel premature deliveries. Jesus! Thank you for the prayer babies. Thank you for the solace babies. Thank you for fivefold gift babies. Ministries of health babies, all of the gifts, all of the enablement, healing babies, deliverance babies, intercessory babies. Yes! Thank you that they're coming forth, heavy with whole, nothing missing, nothing broken. We decree it. We declare it right now in Jesus' name. Congratulations to you, Zion. Is it a boy? Oh, Lord. Is it a girl? You having twins? Multiples. Multiples. Bring forth. God is loose. Another wind of blessing. Another wind of strength. Another wind of power, of determination, of commitment, of resolve. Come on, the Moshebe. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. We give you praise for what you have overturned tonight. We give you praise for shutting the mouths, my God, of pro-abortionists in the spirit, Rebekishma, that have contaminated the hearing of Zion. Shebo. Respaka, to try to discourage them from going forward in you, to bring forth all that you have destined them to bring forth. We thank you for her. We thank you for Zion. Thank you for stopping the bleeding tonight, for healing and binding up every wound. By the power of your precious blood, Lord Jesus, honor you and thank you so much, God, for what you have done this night. And what you shall continue to do, even after we leave this airwave. We do love you, God. But I speak blessing upon every household that is over here tonight. Thank you for your blessings that do make rich and add no sorrow with them. Continue to keep us covered in your blood. We honor you, praise you, and seal this prayer with Jesus' blood. Thank you for the seal of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, that's my time. I love you guys. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
It is our earnest prayer that you have been blessed and empowered by today's program. You can contact MG Page on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. You can also write her at Let's Talk About Love, P.O. Box 1066, St. Helena Island, South Carolina 29920. Until next time, God bless, and remember that God has a sure plan for your life.